This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollack, good to have you here, my friend. So you were boarding up your house and heading out of Florida the last time we talked. Now, you ended up going south because normally you have to head north, but that wasn't the best place to go. So good to have you with us, friend.
Yeah, good to be here. It's actually funny you bring that up because that is part of today's intro. You know, the forecasters were scrambling. Nobody knew the actual direction. And the reason why is because there are so many variables that affect where a storm can go. And so during that period, word got around. You know, there is an unofficial meteorologist who has a website called SpaghettiModels.com. And basically, he's created this website.
So
it's got like four columns, and each column are all the places that all of the forecasters go to get their information. And he's this unofficial meteorologist. Anyways, he predicted the storm accurate, by the way. And what he did is he every day laid out what these data points mean. And basically, I started Google. I had to know more. And what I found is that, which we would expect, AI is so deeply embedded into the hurricane forecasting process. And, you know, today it uses deep learning, neural network arranged deep interactions between layers of data and patterns. And basically, if you think about, there's data that comes from airplanes, cylinders with parachutes that are dropped. It comes from gliders in the ocean. It comes from statistical data and performance and weather patterns. And when you put all that together, you basically get each model is no different than the Standard & Poor's economic model where we shock different mortgage assets, right? Same kind of thing. And so they plot all this data out, and then they create these models. And if you're interested to learn more about it, go to SpaghettiModels.com. And I checked Spaghetti Models today. One's coming towards Florida, but depending on the high pressure system and the low pressure system, and I don't want to sound like an expert, it will push it northeast and we'll be good. But anyways, check it out. But it does bring me back to the collection of data in AI in our industry. And if you think about the term that I introduced many weeks ago, DWTUT, decide where to use technology. You know, think about if you're looking to implement technology, not just use AI, but what is the data, right? And let's say you're looking at working on the borrower experience. Well, what is the abandon rate? Take a look at your data. Have you surveyed your LOs? Have you surveyed your borrowers? Have you looked at what people's opinions were after the process? These are all the important data points, and they're just some of them, by the way. But if you collect those data points, you can make much more well-informed decisions. And by the way, even after launching new technology and a new portal, for example, you still have to go back and collect data because things, way you may have perceived something is not the way it may have actually occurred in the end. So data, data, data. Data is king. We've all heard that, right? By the way, just a quick reminder, 2 weeks ago, we had a topic called To Offshore or Not to Offshore. It was an introduction into a great article at a company called Fullscale. Go back to 2 weeks prior if you want to hear that. Great topic. And we can also get deeper into that whole conversation later on. This one's a quick alert, David. Mizmo just rolled out what they call iLAD, and it is basically the industry's loan application data set. So it is the new IRLA. It's all the GSE's interfaces, their AUS interfaces, and support of the existing Fannie 3.2 file. It hurts me to say that, by the way, the 3.2 file. But anyways, you want to check out. They just released it. It's called iLAD. Also, you know, earlier today, this is the big topic of today that I wanted to bring up. You mentioned, I think Black Knight said about 10 or 11 million borrowers are now eligible for refinance based on current rates. I saw a similar stat out there, Dave. They actually say about 0.75 point can be saved by refinancing. So that's interesting. And I know that we've talked, you know, every day the MBA sends out right information or weekly applications are up, applications are down. What it all means is that rates are going to still stay historically low. Whether they move up or down a little bit and application volume changes, it doesn't matter. Rates are historically low, and there will always be some volume of refinance. There may be more refinance occurring as folks are starting to tune in, especially before the election year, I think. So anyways, where I'm going with all this is there is an alert that was put out by another company. This was in an interesting article I read, and I'll post the notes. It's at a title agency website. Basically, cash out refinance mortgages are a brand new target for wire fraud. And David, we talked about wire fraud, I don't know, maybe three episodes ago. We've talked about it twice, and I've talked about it. It is such an important topic because people are being frauded And what this new scam is, it's a take on the prior one where email systems and such are monitored and surveyed and then they intercept. But this is where the hacker pretends to be the borrower to the title agency or to someone else in the transaction and provides fake information. And even though the borrower will provide it later, they may just be confirming it. Some borrowers don't know that, hey, how did you not have this already, or how did you get it and why do you have it? Anyways, what I'm getting to is that this is a brand new area. I did some more research on it. The CFPB has put out an alert on it. The FBI has put out an alert on it. It's not just in mortgage, but it is the biggest in mortgage. It's actually over $300 million per month. That's right. And so if you think of all the digital marketing, which we're going to talk about today, you've created the best economical machine that Andy's helped you with, and you're compliant with Alice, and Joe's gotten you to understand the market. You are, and then your borrowers start losing their money, right? You miss that one spot. So there are five incredibly short points that has been made. I will read only the brief of them, but these are very important. You know, you do want to make sure that the borrower and other participants of the transaction are always connected and are communicating and reviewing information together. You want to clearly explain the wiring instructions. Again, you want to review them. You want to make sure there is no difference. No different than going to the bank to send a wire and they print you a piece of paper that you verify before you sign it. Same kind of process. You know, you want to securely share information via an encrypted email, not regular email. You want to confirm the identity of the party sending instructions, so being on the other side. And then more importantly, you want to verify again that it was transferred to the proper account. So there's a great article. I can put it in the show notes. You can Google it and it will come up. There are closing portals that are implementing technology, not just for the warehouse side of the transaction, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but also for the borrowers. You want to start thinking how to secure and help your borrowers complete those transactions they saved their entire lives for. So with that, David, I'm excited for the second half of the program, and we are hurricane safe as of today.
You are hurricane safe, direct from Florida, Ponte Vedra Beach, with Alan Pollack. Thank you. Appreciate it. Also, I want to give a shout out for Regina Lowry, who has Ditrex, which is a great tool. I think it's so affordable. Why people don't have that on their applications or in every transaction, I just do not understand it. So Ditrex, DYTRIX.com. Anyway, give you a shout out. Good stuff. It'll help you manage this risk. But boy, Alan, those guys are getting so sophisticated in how they're coming after our borrowers and lenders, and we're at risk. And it's the worst part, the consumer loses buying that home or getting that thing refinanced. It's not good.
That's
appreciate
right.
Appreciate it. All right, man. Appreciate you. Have a great one. Look forward to having you participating in the Hot Topics segment coming up here just right after Andy Schell. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week, and be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.